It's one of Arnold Schwarzenegger's most famous lines from his previous career.
I'll be back.
And given the turnaround in his poll numbers, the actor-turned-governor is back. A year ago, more than half of California's voters disapproved of the way the Republican governor was doing his job. But there's been a series of compromises with the Democratic-controlled legislature, including yesterday's path-breaking greenhouse gas plan. And Schwarzenegger is riding high toward re-election in November. A new statewide poll shows he has a 13-point lead over his Democratic opponent, State Treasurer Phil Angelides. Joining me to explain the Schwarzenegger rebound is Phil Mateer, political columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle. Hi, Phil.
Well, hello, Melissa.
And what's going on here? Why is Schwarzenegger doing so well?
Well, he basically does what a lot of Hollywood stars do when they have a complete wipeout at the box office. He brought in a whole new team, and he got a whole new script, and the Terminator, who was pounding the Republican platform just a year ago, has turned into the turnaround artist who has sort of embraced a lot of the Democratic ideals and is triangulating his way right out of the woods.
Embraced Democratic ideals, including things that he had campaigned specifically against.
Including things he had vetoed. You know, in the last month, he's approved hiking the state's minimum wage, a greenhouse gas bill to lower the number of emissions in California. So he's come to terms with a lot of the Democrats. And it's no secret that in doing this, he got rid of a lot of his even Republican inside staffers. He's brought in Democrats to help even engineer this change.
And if you look at the Democrats in the legislature, it's interesting what's going on here. They are praising the Republican governor, essentially slapping in the face the Democratic candidate, Phil Angelides.
Well, in some ways, they really don't have a choice. You know, here in California, like in a lot of places across the country, the distinction between Democratic and Republican is getting blurred in the public's mind. And there's more and more of a feeling of, can you park the ideology at the door and can you just get something done? And the Democrats were feeling the heat as much as the Republican governor. The Democrats in the legislature, their approval ratings were even lower than Arnold's. So when they saw an opportunity this year to, like, let's make a deal, they went for it with gusto.
Did Phil Angelides have a chance? Might he still have a chance in this race?
What the Angelides people are hoping for is that Arnold will pull a stumble. They're really hoping that he gets out there and did what he did last year, which was infuriate the state workers, the firefighters, the cops, the nurses with his I'm going to kick your butt statements. But so far, he's keeping his lip locked on those kind of lines.
It's interesting, too, that at this moment, there's been a settlement in a libel lawsuit. This was something brought by a British TV host who claimed she had been groped by Arnold Schwarzenegger and later defamed by his aides. They've now settled.
You know, the news of the settlement didn't really make that big a headlines in the state, but it showed two things. One, he took care of it. And two, he's not going to face what could have been a potentially embarrassing libel groping trial during his reelection. His biggest problem isn't what happened in London. His biggest problem right now, I think, is that the Democrats are still out there. Their last card is to try to tie him with George W. Bush. And they're now launching ads that show Arnold campaigning for Bush in Ohio and at the Republican convention. And you have to understand, this is a heavily blue state, so they're hoping that somebody try to channel that national anger against Arnold. We'll see if it works.
Phil Mateer, thanks so much.
I'll talk to you later.
Phil Mateer is a political columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle.